to strengthen cooperation in the digital sector with Estonia by leveraging its digital potential. The minister made a statement in a press conference after a meeting with Foreign Affairs Minister of Estonia, Margus Tsahkna, in Jakarta on Wednesday. The Ministry of Investment and Downstream, or Investment Coordinating Board, stated that Apple's plan to build of AirPack factory in Batam will resume amid a reciprocal tariff to be applied. The Ministry's Deputy for Investment Promotion, Nurul Ikhwan, remarked on Wednesday that the Estonian giant had purchased land for the factory in Batam and expressed its seriousness about investing in Indonesia. That's the news.
Bye.
so next year, you mean it will be fully implemented?
Yeah, we hopefully fully implemented in 2026.
Okay, what about the impact, Mari? I mean, has the impact of the policy on small traders, such as micro and small or medium enterprises, and also primary business, been taken into consideration?
Actually, before this policy release, there are so many tourism business operators in Bali, from hotel, restaurants, or the cafe, they already implemented the system of risk and retail.
Many challenges maybe.
Yeah.
Actually, what about the response from the local people, even maybe tourists maybe?
I think there will be a pro and con.
Okay.
But if we see
regulation and also regional parliament for this policy legally.
Yeah,
okay.
We'll have. Yeah.
So what about maybe alternatives, Mari? Talking about alternatives, yeah, to the single-use bottle water. Does the government also promote this for both business and also tourists? Alternative single use. There is such alternative, yeah, to use a single bottle maybe for water. Does the government also promote this for business and also tourists? For business men? Interesting, you have to know much more about this. And please, Peter, we would like to share our one song for our listener.
Thank you.
Mari, before we talk more about this, actually, do you also bring tumbler, maybe, when you do your activities, maybe?
Yes, I bring tumbler every time.
Can you show me,
maybe,
beside
me? Beside me? No, I'm in the meeting room.
Okay, okay. So at least, because of this tradition of bringing one water for bottle, you bring tumbler, yeah, Mari, yes?
Yeah. And actually, in our provincial government, in every meeting, the participants had to bring their own tumbler. So the meeting room only prepared water. We have to pour it in our tumbler.
I guess this is good instruction, Mari. Okay, tumbler, yes. Okay, so still we continue this, but actually, how is the enforcement of the regulation being handled for the local people, Mari?
For the enforcement, we first try to give the extension, because not all the people are really afraid about this. We need
do you, I mean, nowadays, you often, really often, see people bringing a bottle with 1 liter plastic.
Yeah.
So what about, maybe it's just a kind of, okay, I guess not talking about punishment, maybe such, I can say, yeah, I'm just the prohibition, when you say, like, Paul Pepe, when, maybe when people are being seen, by the Paul Pepe or the local government officers, I mean, so the people will be, maybe will talk, to stop bringing this.
Maybe just little by little, this first time can be,
understood.
Can be understood by some people. This actually our first regulation is in the Government of Bali regulation number 97 of 2018. It's concerning about the limitation of the single use plastic, but it only includes the plastic straw, styrofoam, and the plastic bag. Right now today, if we buy in some supermarket, we will not see the using of the single use plastic bag. Yeah, it needs takes a time to people to understand that our regulation is trying to regulate the issue to bring a better Bali.
Okay, so just going by actually, how does the government view the long-term environmental impact of this policy on Bali's future?
For the next future, we hope that environmental Bali is the most important thing that we have to protect. Because if we have a bad environment, we will cause a trouble in our tourism and also our economy. So we hope that people in Bali will remember our culture and why thankful of our ancestor, the Tshishika Karano, so that humans matter, we can live in balance. And for the community, and all parts, the stakeholders can be understood that the most important, maybe we do a lot of activities, but the most thing we have to remember is how we can protect our Bali, our environment, so we can have we can give a better life to our next generation.
Okay, so do us worry, maybe do you have any messages or suggestions for local people who really who will feel our experience and this policy directly?
Personally, I think it is a simple thing that we can do. Bring your own tumbler, not using a single use plastic is not a hard thing to do. Everyone can do this thing, and we believe that with the current state of awareness in the environmental issue, we can continue to see the beautiful nature of Bali in the future.
Okay. Alright, thank you very much, Bali, for your kind attention during our special meeting today.
Thank you.
We hope that the policy will make Bali better than before.
Yeah, we need support from all stakeholders and the media too.
Okay, thank you, Bali. Have a nice day and good afternoon.
Okay.
Okay, everyone, also viewers, that was our special interview with Mabe Ari Indrahayu as Environmental Analyst of Forestry and Environment Department Bali Province.
Thank you.
Talking about traditional beverage from all over Indonesia is never ending. One of them is the traditional Rio beverage, which has a unique name. In Greek, S like Samana Mamu, which when we translate it means the outrage at Rio. Even though the name is a little scary and strange, the Rio specialty is very, very fresh. It's actually an ice drink made from coconut milk combined with sugar and plenty mango. S like Samana Mamu is often seen during weddings and in the fasting month. When the weather is causing hot, drinking it will make you feel refreshed. It is said that this typical Rio beverage is not only very refreshing, but also good for digestion. The high fiber content of quality fruit can prevent constipation and other digestive disorders. Vitamin A contained in it is also good for your eyes and endurance, when your food is also able to meet daily iron needs.